This podcast is for the Podcasters Network. Contributor, Austin Pinto. You can contact me on my email address, austinpinto.xavier. With this email address, you can also search for me on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, and other Google services. You can add me on Skype by searching in my Skype name, austin.pinto, that is austin.pinto3. Please enjoy the podcast. Hello there, everyone. This is Austin Pinto, and today I'm going to do a podcast on Levelator. Now, just to tell you what Levelator is, I'll tell you in a bit. But first I will tell you what we are going to see in the podcast. That's a little reverse way of doing things, but I'll kind of get this in order once everything is done. We're going to see the software layout, and we're going to see how does it work. Levelator is the best, I should say, audio compressor. Yes, Goldwave has an audio compressor, but you know, you need to work really hard in Goldwave, as to you need to equalize your volume. You need to maximize it, and you need to sort of do a lot of changes. This program kind of compresses your audio. I mean, compressing is not reducing the size. There is sometimes a rise and fall in the voice level and voice volume. And when this rise is extreme, is known as peaks. So it kind of squashes down the peaks and prevents cracking or clipping of the audio, and kind of just reduces the volume of the risen parts, so that the volume of the quieter parts can come up. Now, this is very difficult to explain, but once we do it, I am going to show you. So that is the program. It's called Levelator. It's very helpful if you are doing a production audio or professional audio recording, as like podcasts and all. So it's going to really help you for the leveling up of your audio and making it sound somewhat good. That's what we're going to see today. I'm going to give you the link to download the software in the description of the podcast, and it's not so that easily available on Google, but I'll find out the link and give it to you. I have the software pre-installed, and it's compatible with Windows 7, is what it says, XP, Vista, and Windows 7. But I find it to work on Windows 8.1, so it'll definitely be compatible with Windows 8. So we are going to see the layout of the software. Actually, there's nothing much to it. You don't even have to open the software to make it work. I'm going to show you how to make it work, but just before that, let's see what's in that software. Then we will see how does it work. It's very good, especially if you have done a podcast and if you are using synthesizers on in the podcast, like let's say Peak OTTS for Android, if you're doing a podcast on Android, or some synthesizer which is pretty quiet, not that loud, or is pretty loud and you want to bring the volume of that part a little down and raise the volume of the quieter parts, that is your voice, to match the synthesizer volume. I mean, it's very difficult to explain. It's very technological terms, but we'll see what is to be done here. First thing, before we start the demo, a real caution, and this caution will be even when you install the program, you'll get a README file. Do not ever use Levelator on musics. That means if your podcast has an intro music or sort of you're doing a musical presentation with music and voice, do not use it on music. It'll spoil your file. The best thing you would do in this situation is get the voice files together and sort of make Levelator work on them and then put the music in where it should be. That's the best thing you should do, but never use it with music. Next thing, if you're using Goldwave for podcast editing or file editing, you need to at least equalize the you need to maximize the volume, make it go to change volume in the effects menu, effects, then go to volume, and there you'll find change volume, and there you'll find double, it's like that, and then also go to effects, volume, maximize volume, and you select full dynamic duplex there. Sorry if I misword the name, I kind of don't know the name correctly, but you should select that. And once you do both these things, Levelator should give you a pleasantly sounding audio. Another thing, do not use Levelator on MP3 files. So, do your podcast, and if there are multiple files podcasts, get them together in one WAV file. Run the WAV file in Levelator. Let it process the sound, and then you should import it into Goldwave and save it as MP3 or whichever file you want to save. But do not use Levelator on MP3 files. Now I've got an MP3 file here in my computer, and I'm going to convert it into WAV. So what I will do is I'll just get the things ready for the tutorial, because I do not want too much of pauses and starts, and then I will get back to the recording. Okay, we are back on the recording here, and I have converted the file into a WAV file. I have already maximized and everything the file, and I have also used the Goldwave compressor. And actually what I've done is I have purposely compressed the file in a bad way as to keep the volumes up and down, not leveled. I'm going to play the volume, minutes once we get into the tutorial, and then I will run Levelator on the file. We are on the desktop now, so we'll find the Levelator icon.
Levelator 40/80.
And I'll increase the volume a bit. Please excuse me for NVDA. I mean eSpeak, because JAWS is not working on Windows 8.1, so I have no issues. Sorry, no alternatives than to use NVDA. Anyway, it's my favorite screen reader. So, just a digression there. So I'm gonna open the levelator. Nothing much there is to it actually. This software works a lot better with JAWS. I mean, the main window actually of the software works better with JAWS. I don't know how this will work with NVDA, but yes, when you convert the file, it's accessible with NVDA also. I've never opened the software, I've just converted the file. And now you'll be thinking, how did I convert the file without opening the software? I'm going to show you what to do. But first, let's just take a look at the main window. And well, as I said, there is an unlabeled button here. And there is nothing else. I mean, there should be something, but NVDA kind of is not reading it. We will do an insert B and we'll see. First, let's see if there is a menu. No, there is no menu also. Let's do an insert B.
Levelator graphic button animation tilt drag and drop a WAV or a file text unknown desktop list.
Oh yeah, there's nothing much actually. You should just drag and drop a wave or an AIC, I think it is, file. So you can't use MP3. That's a very, very sad part. But anyway, MP3 will take a long time because it's a more compressed, complex file type. So the main window, as you see, is not accessible. There are some unlabeled buttons. Now, you must be thinking, well, drag and drop is kind of not easy, and even I know it's not easy. I've never ever dragged and dropped anything on my computer. I have dragged and dropped some tiles, but of Windows 8.1, but other than that, nothing. So well, there's nothing in the main window, and that's actually the fun of making a podcast firsthand. You have never opened the software and seeing the main window, but that's the fun of making the podcast firsthand, so that I get to learn, even you get to learn, what is the software all about. Let's anyway close the main window here. We have nothing to do with the main window.
Desktop list. Okay.
Let's go to this PC, as in my computer, or the computer. Windows 8.1 has changed the name of the computer icon. Let's go to the WAV file that I have converted here.
Document, download, documents, custom office, Bluetooth.
Okay.
Bluetooth exchange, a tutorial on how to refresh Windows 8 and higher.mp3, tutorial on how to refresh Windows 8 and higher.wav2.4.
This has been uploaded on the BGZ, and I'll give link to that podcast also, to the other list. This has been converted into WAV with Gold WAV. I've done this, and let me just play this file. I'll just hit the open with Windows
Context
Media Player.
After play with Windows Media Player B.
Yeah, I'll just play.
Bluetooth exchange folder window items view list. A tutorial on how to improve it. Has opened.
Hello there, everyone. This is Austin Pinto, and today I'm going to do a short tutorial on how to refresh or reset your Windows 8 PC. Actually, I'm going to do it on Windows 8.1, but so there you saw the audio was kind of very blurry, and I've purposely done that now. It's not in the original podcast, I've just done it now. It's very blurry and it's kind of clipping around, and it's kind of, I don't know, it's not good audio. I'm going to let Levelator process this file, and let's see what it can do, if it can improve the audio. For Levelator to process any file, you just need to hit the applications key on that file.
Context menu. Properties R. Rename M. Delete D. Create. Copy C. Cut T. Send to submenu N.
send to sub menu.
Bluetooth B. And CN Levelator C.
CN Levelator is what you want to send to. Hit the enter key.
Bluetooth exchange levelator.
And it's doing its thing now. And as you saw, the main window is not accessible. So don't expect that this window will be accessible. But well, we can read the percentages and all, so it's fine for us. We don't have to tab around, and it should take a long time. And why it should take a long time is because the audio quality is blurry. It's somewhat loud somewhere, slow somewhere. It's very crackling audio. Now, a big warning: this application is processor intensive application. So if you want to use the application, you would better disable other apps or quit other apps and use the app, because it's a processor intensive one. Let's see where we are going. I don't think we have started, because if we have, NVDA should tell us the percentage. Let's see where we have gone.
Levelator, graphic, button, animation, tilt, tutorial on how to, text, 15% text, Bluetooth.
Yeah, it's telling the percentage of 15%. It's kind of doing at a good pace here. I have a Intel Atom 1.66 GHz, so it's kind of doing at a good pace from what I can find out. And with the quality of the audio so bad, if it's hardly a minute now from when I've started the conversion, and it's 15% into the conversion also. Once the conversion is over, and I'm going to show you that once it's over, you will get another file with a .output.wav extension. I mean, it's not an extension. The file name will be like this. If the original file's name is a tutorial on how to refresh Windows 8 and higher .wav, the name after conversion should be a tutorial on how to refresh Windows 8 and higher .output.wav. I mean, it will play in the your player, but it has an output just to show you that the file has been processed. So what I'm going to do now is I'm not going to waste the time in the file, and I'm just going to pause the recording here. And once it finishes, the Levelator is going to close. That's a good thing about the software. So once we finish conversion, I'm going to come back on the recording, and I'm going to show you, has the audio improved? We are still in the conversion actually, and it is about 45% done, and it's just 2 minutes since we have started. And I've just come up on the recording just to say that first thing, NVIDIA does not read the percentage. I'm sorry if I've told you that in the previous part. You need to press insert B and get the info. Second thing is, you know, if you've done a 1 hour podcast and you had to break in the middle, you had to pause several times, or maybe you have stopped recording and you have multiple files, a lot of files. In Goldwave, if you would, and sorry, I'm just referring to Goldwave because I use it. I don't know about Audacity and how do they work. I've not used them anytime. In Goldwave, what you have to do is match the averages. I mean, match the volumes of different files. Like, let's say if you do a podcast with 5 files, in part 1 your volume is okay, part 2 the volume drops a bit, part 3 it falls more, part 4 it rises a little bit, and part 5 is kind of mixed. It just falls and rises. you need to match all the five volumes. So you need to go to the effects menu, you need to go to the you need to find match volume there, and for each file you need to go to your JAWS cursor, or in NVDA go to your current average edit field and check the averages. That'd be -19.73 dB or -15.1 dB or whatever the average is. You need to check those, and then you need to see the lowest number, that is if part 4 has -19.73 dB and part 1 has -10.12 dB. So part 4 is the lowest. So you need to take that part 4 and all the parts from part 5, part 3, part 2, and bring them up to 10 dB. And I'm not going to give you the method on how to do that. That does not proceed with this class, this tutorial, or this podcast. But I'm going to show you what levelator does, actually. So you need to bring them up to 10 dB, 10.12 dB, so that the volume equalizes. And you need to sort of remember all the averages of all the files, and you can't get them totally wrong. 0.2, 0.4 here and there will do, but not more. And levelator matches all those volumes, so no need to remember any levels, any averages. Just get all those multiple files into one WAV file and maximize your volume and equalize it also, and give it to levelator, and levelator will make the final changes. And once that's done, you can import it back and save it into the file format that you want. Now, another note, give the file to levelator only after you have done all the editing. That is, after you have added or put in all the effects or all the volume changes that you have to put in GoldWave. Do not do any editing after giving it to levelator. Yes, if you want to add music as an introduction, you can. You have to paste it after levelator does the work. Do not paste music before, otherwise the entire file is going to get spoiled. So that you need to take into consideration. We are still in the refreshing here, and it's kind of 4 minutes now. Let me just see where we have reached.
Levelator,
it's taking
button,
time
button,
here.
Button, animation, tone, tutorial on how to text, 82% text.
82% actually. We are just at the end of it. It's taking a long time because the processor is slow, and also the audio quality is kind of not good. And what it does is it scans your file multiple times. That's why it takes up a lot of time. And also it's very, very processor intensive. Although my CPU is not that much under load, I run CoTemp and it shows me just about 65% load. That's kind of okay. It's kind of on the higher side, but it's okay. Anyway, there's just a little more time left. I'm just going to pause the recording quickly and get back once the conversion is over. Okay then, we are back on the recording and the conversion is over. It took kind of 6 minutes, just about 6 minutes. And now we have, here we go, we have
a tutorial on how to refresh Windows 8 and higher.1.3 on 5.
So this is the original file, a tutorial how to refresh Windows 8 and higher.wav. This has not been altered. This is the original. And we have
A tutorial on how to refresh Windows 8 and higher.output.wav2.5.
This is the sort of altered file. Let's just play this file, and I hope I have not done some nasty compressions to it in Gold Wave so that the audio can't improve. But anyway, there will be a little improvement to that. That's what I guess. I've just done that purposely, but I hope it's not too hard. Let's see.
User forced in documents, Bluetooth exchange,
yeah,
folder, tutorial on how to refresh Windows 8 and higher.output.wav dialog C. User forced in documents, Bluetooth exchange, folder, and tutorial on how to refresh Windows 8 and higher.output.wav. This app can't be activated when UAC is disabled. Okay, button space. Bluetooth.
Okay. I've got that disabled here.
Content over no. After Windows Media Player, play with Windows Media Player.
We're gonna play with Windows Media Player.
Bluetooth exchange folder window items new suggestions new.
Hello there everyone, this is Austin Pinto, and today I'm going to do a short tutorial on how to refresh or reset your Windows 8 PC. Actually, I'm going to do it.
You can actually see this file. Yeah, it has a little bit of sort of the verbering sound, but it has reduced considerably and the compression was really harsh. I'm just gonna play the original file, the unaltered file, just a bit, and I'll show you the verbering sound. Here we go. Oops, yeah.
That's
what it is.
To play with Windows Media. Bluetooth exchange folder window item now playing.
Hello there everyone.
So you could see the
short tutorial on how to refresh or reset your Windows 8 PC. Actually, I'm going to do it on Windows 8.1, but everything should be the same.
Windows help.
The only difference will be
so you can see there was a lot of clipping, a lot of rumbling. It was loud. It was very, very loud. So the levelator has kind of softened the file, has reduced the volume, and has reduced the clipping sound. That's good. I really like the program, and I thought I'd show you this file because its audio quality has been spoiled by me purposely. On this file, the WAV file, the MP3 file is good. So there you go, my dear friends. That's the end of another podcast. And, well, there's so many coming up here. But that's the end of this one. This has been a rather short podcast, I believe. So till the next podcast from me, Austin Pinto, it's goodbye.